So first thing that let's talk about is what is considered a chticha uliskabit. What's the qualifications of chticha uliskabit? So when we saw in the Machaber in Sif Gimel, 3 points about chticha uliskabit. He says tenavelos min etzasa is not chticha uliskabit if it has feathers. Then he says it's not chticha uliskabit if it's not cooked. And then he says it's not chticha uliskabit if it's a whole animal that has to be caught. If its portions are not serving size portions. So that's the three things of chticha uliskabit. Basically, it has to be something that's served the way it is, ready to be served. If it has feathers, it's not chticha uliskabit. If it's not cooked, or it's too big, it's not chticha uliskabit. Then he brings the b'yesh cholkim al b'cholze. He brings the cholkim. So what's the makor of the machlokes between the two opinions? The makor of the matirim is the Rashba. The Rashba learns out of the Mishnah in the beginning of Svachim. The Mishnah is right before in the Ayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of the Perek that Svachim, Karbonis, that got mixed up in Chatas and Mesis. Chatas that are have to be let pasteurize until they die because of various reasons. There's 5 Chatas and Mesis. But in any case, they are Aser. They can't be put on the Mizbeach because either the owner died, one of the cases. And now this Chatas, which can no longer be brought on the Mizbeach, got mixed up in other Karbonos. So it's the Mishnah says it's not bottle, even in 1,000. Or Shoah Niskol, also it's not bottle, even in 1,000 or even 10,000, the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks, why is it not bottle? Over there on the Gemara, 9 bays, in the middle of the Daf, v'nevatol b'rov. So the Gemara asks, should be bottle b'rov, v'chitem echshiv v'le batli, the chashiv not bottle, hanen l'chan mandam akoshid ekel amonis. That's only according to the mandiyam akol shidakon lemonis. Anything that's sometimes counted is not bottle. El mandiyam esudakon lemonis. In order for it not to be bottle, it has to be something that's always counted. Michael and Meimar. And the Gemara goes into the whole sugi of kol shidakon lemonis and esudakon lemonis. The Gemara later on says that even according to the mandiyam esudakon lemonis, the reason over here that it's not bottle is because it's balichayim. Balichayim achashuv and it's not bottle. So the Rashba says that we see from here the balichayim, the only reason they're not bottle is because it's a special din of balichayim. But the reason that it's not bottle is not because it's a chaticha uliskabit. Even though you'll eventually shecht it, and it will become, you'll have pieces inside the chaticha uliskabit, after you shecht it and skin it and cook it, we see that it's only chaticha uliskabit once it's ready to eat. That's why in the Gemara, it has to be daf only balichayim. So that's the Rashba's opinion, that the only thing that's chichul iskabit is something that's ready to eat. But the Rosh argues, the Rosh goes according to the opinion of the Rosh. The Rosh asks this question, in Tosfos Maschil Ela, Tema, Migora Shah Godel, Me Eschidak Lemonis, Ha Afilu Chaticha Ba'alma Chashiva Eschidak Lemonis, Te Chashiva Liskabit of Ne'ochim. The Tosfos learns that any chichul iskabit has a din of Eschidak Lemonis, it's equal to Eschidak Lemonis. And therefore, a big shor is not any worse than the chticha uliskabed, and it should not be bottle. Even according to the mandam esudak lemonis, since it's a chticha uliskabed, it shouldn't be bottle. So his answer is later on, as he says, v'nira, the farish, the mishum chatas hamesis par hacha, the mandam esudak lemonis, afilo chatas ha'oif. The reason the Gemara is asking is because included in chatas hamesis is a chatas ha'oif. And a bird is not necessarily a chticha uliskabit. If it's a small bird, there's only 2 birds in the that can be brought as a korban, either a pigeon, a b'nayon, or a tor. Right, so they're small birds, so it's not necessarily were a chticha uliskabit. And therefore, the Gemara says it has the question of esrodak lemonis, and therefore, the Gemara has to answer balichayim. So we see according to Tosfos that live animals are chticha uliskabit. The Rosh in Chulin learns from here from this Rosh that even balichayim achtichu l'skabit, because eventually it could be made into achtichu l'skabit. So that's the makor of the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. Lamaisa, the machaber is a stam v'yesh. We wrote in the shir that we see from other places in Malicha, one place in Kuf Yud, that the machaber passes like the yesh, and therefore it's achtichu l'skabit if it's not cooked. The case of there's a case of the Schlachthaus in both in Kuf Yud and in Tzamach Tes, that the meat got mixed, pieces of meat, uncooked meat got mixed up. So we see from those cases that uncooked meat is chichul iskabit. But if it has its feathers on, it's not a chichul iskabit. and could be even a big piece of meat is not chaticha uliskabid. And the Ramah holds that all cases are chaticha uliskabid, except if it has the feathers, if it requires a big ticha. So now, let's discuss a question of the Maisa. What happens in a schlachthaus? In a schlachthaus, the way it works is, usually you have at least three shochtim. The shochtim shecht approximately 20 chickens, and about every 20 chickens, they check the knife. Okay, and if the knife is found to have a pagam, a nick, any animals that were shechted since the last time are suffek treifa. We don't know when the nick happened. It could be it happened any time since the last checking. So we say that since it's a suffek treifa, all the animals that are shechted since the last checking of the knife are treif. Now, what happens is that as soon as a shechet shechts the animal, a few seconds later, it gets hung up by the workers onto the line and goes down into the... First, the feathers are removed, and then it goes into the main part of the slaughterhouse where the melicha is done, etc. So, if the shochet checked the knife and found that it was a pagam before the feathers are removed, so you have a bit of a rope. His knife is pogum, so his 20 animals are treif, but since we have two other shechtim, so we have a rove of kosher, so it's a bit of a rove. The question is that sometimes we have a question if the knife was pogum or not. So every shlachthaus has a boidik, someone who checks the knife. So if the shechet has a question, he sends it over to the boidik. The boidik is a professional checker, and he's the one that can decide if the knife had a nick or not. So this takes time. So what happens if by the time the boidik decides that the knife had a nick in it, the feathers were already removed? It goes through a machine that removes all the feathers, in about probably less than 2 minutes, all the feathers are removed. And now, the chickens, according to the Ramah, are a chaticha uliskabed. The only thing he holds is not chaticha uliskabed is if it has feathers. But now, by the time he finds out that it was a pagam and a knife, it no longer has feathers. So what's the din of these chickens? Do we have to say that all the chickens that were shechted since the last time of the knife, to figure out how long it takes, could be a couple hundred chickens, are they all aser? So, the Sifsei Das and Sifkot Ches and the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkot Nei bring, the Sifsei Das brings the Pritayer and the Pisrei Tshuva brings the Vadvaz and say the same thing, that if you didn't find out about the Trefa until it was anywhere with Eskabed, it's not Bottle. Because, as we know, we learned in Simakov Tess and other places, that in order to have a Bittle, you need a Yediya. You have to know about the Isser. So since we didn't know about the Isser until it's in a situation where it's a chaticha uliskabed, so therefore it should all be Asr. However, the Sifsei Das says, about two lines in the Sifsei Das, that if we found out about the treifas before it was cooked, and have some meruba and shasat chak, you can be mitzadid and mitzarev the sheet of the Rashba that holds it as not chaticha uliskabed, and therefore it should be more than half some ruba, but he says, so now it's not clear exactly why the Sifsei Das says in this case we can mitzarev off the sheet of the Rashba.
When I say in Siman Kuf Yud, in Sifsei Das, Sifkot Yud Gimel, we see that the Mechaber is Machmer, even if it was the Sapek was found out after it was in the Terubis.
But, in our case, perhaps we can start off the sheet of the Rashba. Why? Was the Prima Godim, a very important Prima Godim, in the beginning of Yerudea, right after the end of his Akdoma, has Chloe Isser V'Heter. But there he says that any time we have a Suffolk, and the Ma'amor writes V'chein Noyagim, or something that's not a clear psak, it doesn't say V'chein Iker, or according to the Prima Godim, V'chein Noyag is also a stronger Lashon. V'chein Noyag means that's how one should conduct himself. Rather, he says v'chein noyagim, which means that was just the meaning of what was done. It's not such a strong lashon. So in such a case, we can be mitzaref the opinion of the machaber to a sfek sveika. So if we have one suffix is, perhaps the knife was nicked at the end of the shrita of the last animal, on the neck or on the bone of the last animal, and therefore it's a suffix. All the 20 chickens that were shechted are a suffix. And now we can also have the suffix of the machaber although that's considered another suffix, the opinion of the Mechaber, so it's called a Sfek Sfeika, and therefore in such a case, and certainly if it's a Hafsa Meruba, we can be matter and permit all the chickens.
The Piskachuva also brings the Chassam Sofer, who says similarly, that where there was a Suffolk Trefa, that in a Hafsa Meruba, that you can rely on the Rashba and Ran, that it's batal.
Lamaisa, it depends between one Shlachtas and the other. I believe in the Shlachtas, they'll have Sheris Yisrael. I think they do take off the chickens. It's approximately 200 chickens that they take down when they find a nick. That's could be the differences between one Shlachtas and the other. Could be that in Sheris Yisrael, they don't want to rely on Hafsa Meruba, and they believe that it's only Mutar in Hafsa Meruba, and therefore they take off the chickens. They sell the chickens to the Arabs. But Lamaisa, if it's Hafsa Meruba, we should be able to be Mekel. The next point we want to discuss is a central question in Chaticha Uleskabit. We see in Sif, at the end of Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet, and Sif Hey, different things that are yes Chaticha Uleskabit or not Chaticha Uleskabit. The Ramah says, feet of Oifis, chicken feet, are not Chaticha Uleskabit. Dog feet are Chaticha Uleskabit. A head of a chicken is not Chaticha Uleskabit. And Sif Dalet says, Shuman Akanta, Orof Shuman Avos, Korkoban, all these things, is Allah is whether the Chaticha Uleskabit or not. The question is that the Shach in Sifkot Yud Gimel brings the Rambam, and he says that he did not go to length in these Sifim to explain, because Hakol Tali Beruois Eine Hamoira Imuchashu Leskabed Beruois Hamokaim. It depends on each place if it's considered Achtichu Leskabed. So, if that's a din that we look at each place to see in each time period to see if it's Achtichu Leskabed, why does the Machaber and the Ramah have to bring us all these cases? It's not a halacha that we can learn from. Each place, you have to look again, see if it's chaticha uleskabed. Right, for example, duck feet, that the Ramah says, a chaticha uleskabed. Today, I would say it's not chaticha uleskabed. Never heard of anyone eating duck feet today. So why is these dinim mentioned? So this, the Mishpat Yisrael and Sifkot and Tess brings the Mechas Yaakov, he asks this question, and he has two ways to answer. The first way he answers is, that anything that says that it's a chaticha uleskabed, even if in a different place it's not chaticha uleskabed, it's batla daitam, and you have to go to chumra. However, the other way also, if it's a chaticha uleskabed nowadays, even though it's not mentioned in the paiskim, you also have to go to chumra. Now the question is, it's a little bit hard to understand, because for example, the Taz says that hadra dekanta in our times is chaticha uleskabed. Why is it a hadra dekanta, a chaticha uleskabed, just because it's a chaticha uleskabed in the time of the Taz, why does that make it not batal nowadays? Just because it was one generation or one time period that was a chaticha uleskabed, what does it have to do with us? So it could be that something, for example, a tongue. So tongue, the Rishonim learned from Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu served tongue to the guests, the three malachim that came. So from there we have like a giloy. That's a chaticha uleskabed. That's something that the Gemara, they learn out from the Gemara and from Chazal. So things that are learned out from Gemara and Chazal, we can understand that once Chazal says it's chaticha uleskabed, it stays that way, even if the generation changes, even if nowadays it's not chaticha uleskabed. But the question is on those things that the Taz says in his days in Krakow, or the Mashal, that it's a chaticha uleskabed, why does it make it that we have to be machmir in such cases? In his time it wasn't. If let's say we knew that 100 years ago in America or in some country they had a chaticha uleskabed, a certain food was chaticha uleskabed. So we know that that's how it was one day. That's how it was 50 years ago, and today it's not. So would that make it chaticha uleskabed today if now the situation changed? Certainly not. Why is it? Just because it's once chaticha uleskabed, it doesn't make that it's always chaticha uleskabed. So therefore it's only how to understand exactly. It's hard to say that if something was chaticha uleskabed in the time of the Taz and the Mashal, then it should be chaticha uleskabed for us. It's only something that's in the Gemara, that the Gemara learns out from Yisvoa, that it's chashuv, that we have to always keep. But something that in one generation is chaticha uleskabed, why should we have to say it's always chaticha uleskabed? That's the first answer of the Mechas Yaakov. The second answer is that anything that says chaticha uleskabed in Shulchan Aruch, that means stam, we say it's chaticha uleskabed. If we don't know, let's say a korkovan of a duck is chaticha uleskabed. So I don't even know what a korkovan of a duck looks like. And by us in the story, they sell korkovans, but that's only chickens. Ducks are a little bit bigger. It's possible that such a thing is chetichul iskabed. So if we don't know, we have to follow the Shulchan Aruch. But if I would go and ask a chef, the chef of the Ramada, or some big chef, if such a thing is ever served in a fancy meal, in a dinner, and he would tell me no, so then I would be able to say that it's not chetichul iskabed. But until I know what the situation is today, and something Shulchan Aruch says it's chetichul iskabed, I have to keep that din. But if it's in Shulchan Aruch, it says it's not chetichul iskabed, then I can rely on stam that it's not chetichul iskabed unless I know otherwise. So the answer basically is that the Shulchan Aruch is the stam. If I don't know what to do, I follow what says in Shulchan Aruch. But if I know that the situation has changed, then it's not chetichul iskabed. So the Prima Gadim says at the end that this is the main reason. It says the words are obemili durabanan akapanam ka'ifin abeis way lipsik, and things that are durabanan, we should go like the second answer. So it's possible to learn that when he says mili durabanan means only isa durabanan. However, in the Baruch Shulchan, it seems that he learns that since chetichul iskabed is something that's durabanan, we can follow the second answer of the Mechas Yaakov, and that means that the Shulchan Aruch is only the stam. But if we know otherwise, we can go not like the din of the Shulchan Aruch. The next question we can discuss on chetichul iskabed is what's the din, for example, of chopped liver? If we have a portion of chopped liver that we found out was from a treifa animal, and it got mixed up a bunch amongst many other portions of chopped liver, so what's the din of the chopped liver? So let's see the Taz, Sif Katan Yud. The Taz in Sif Katan Yud said, brings the Isur HaTorah. He says, the Nechtach HaOr Shel Avaz, the Ritzuis, that if you cut up the Or of the duck, that the Ramah says the Or of the duck is not bottle. So he says, if you cut it up into strips, bottle Chashivus is not called bottle. So the Taz says, V'tam Rashal Sham. The Rashal asks on him, Kivan Shim Nechtach HaEinech HaShuva, since if you cut it, it's not chashuv. So, me'ezit tzad tiyeh chashuva b'shlemusa. Why should we not bottle when it's whole? The way it's eaten is in strips. So, the only reason something's, it should be not bottle when it's whole is because when I cut it up, it'll be chetichul iskabed. But if in the Isur HaTorah it says that even cut up is not chetichul iskabed because each slice is not chetichul iskabed, so even when it's whole, it shouldn't be chetichul iskabed. So the Taz says, "V'gamar ni esdai to yipara ipcha." The ikur kibud ba'or ha'avsa achas shachaitchen oisel lechtiches l'tagnam. And in rois shemachavdim chamokim, rois in lechtiches amatuganis b'fnei anashim chshuvim. So he said the whole chshivus of the or avos, or shum navos, is when it's cut up. Okay, v'adai have lechtichem yilaskabed afilu b'nechtecha. The Taz says he argues on the mashal. He says that when it's cut up, since that's the way it's served, therefore it's a chetichul iskabed. He says, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch did not differentiate between if it's cut or if it's not, because since when it's cut up, that's how it's served, even though each single piece, each single strip is not a chetichul iskabed, since it's served that way, and if it's served a few pieces together, it's a chetichul iskabed. Therefore, even if it's, when it's not cut up, it's a chetichul iskabed, and since it could be cut up, therefore, the Ramah did not differentiate between whether it's cut up or not. So according to this, if a chopped liver, even though each particle is not a chetichul iskabed, but since it's a portion, the portion is a chetichul iskabed, therefore it should not, would not be bottle. However, the Nekrus HaKesef says, v'efshul ha'akol, v'ha ein machabdim b'chaticha achas metugenes, you can be mekal because you don't serve each strip, each piece, el b'chatichas habay. You only serve it a few pieces together. Therefore, each piece is not chetichul iskabed, and therefore it's bottle. So, according to the Shach, by chopped liver, since each piece, you don't serve one piece of chopped liver, each little piece is nothing. It's only when it's all together, all the pieces are together. So, therefore, according to the Shach, a portion of chopped liver would be bottle and other portions of chopped liver. And the Maaseh Ratzalocha, the Primish Tzav says, brings the Nekrus HaKesef, he says, Ve'ezeh emes v'yatzev, he passes like the Nekrus HaKesef, and therefore comes out that chopped liver would be bottle in other portions. Okay. Another discussion over here is, what happens if you have, for example, a liver that's in a dough, sometimes as an entree, you have this like a dough, bereka type thing. And in the middle, they put one chicken liver. So the liver is whole. Do we say now that this liver, if it's treif, is not bottled in other portions of this entree? So now, one liver alone, a chicken liver, is not a chetichul eskabed, because you won't serve just one liver. It's too small. You need at least two or three. The question over here is that even though now it's only one liver, but since it's in a dough, so now it's already a nice portion. And now the dough makes the liver into a nice portion, and now it's a chetichul eskabed, and it should not be bottled. So the answer is, from the Sifsi Das Yud Beis, the Sifsi Das Yud Beis brings the din of the chachoyles, the intestines, that you fill up with flour, and he says that any time it's empty, it's in the bottle, even though you can fix it up, just like by other things, you can cut it, we say it's chetichul eskabed, even though you could take the chachoyles, the intestines, and stuff it up with make it into kishka, since what's something that a tikkun, that's not a tikkun to the food itself, it's only a side tikkun, it's not called a chetichul eskabed. So he says that it's not chetichul eskabed when it's empty. So therefore, liver, we don't say that a liver it might be a chetichul eskabed because I could go and put it into this dough. Because the dough is a side issue, it's not something I'm doing to the liver itself. Therefore, one liver is not a chetichul eskabed. But he says that the only time it's not chetichul eskabed is when it's empty. But once I did the tikkun, it sounds like it would not be bottled. And therefore, once I put the liver into this dough, and now it gets mixed up into amongst other portions, it seems from here that we say that it's a chetichul eskabed and now it's not bottled. The problem is that there's a steer in the Prima Gadim, because in Siman Kuf Yud,